Hey guys, what's up? This is Orlandis with I Am Orlandis, the podcast, back for another episode. Listen, I took a little break. I know UFC just happened. It was an amazing event. There was a lot that happened and a lot that could have been said. However, I felt like I wanted to just take a step back because there wasn't much that was said that I could say that had already been said. There was a lot that happened during this event. And we will be bringing you updates on the fighters, the champions, and their futures, and what's going on with the UFC. But tonight, we have a major event, a modern-day classic between Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia. This fight is the fight of the ages. Listen, we have not seen this type of matchup or these types of matchup in a long time. We are finally getting them here in boxing. We finally got Ryan Garcia versus Tank Davis. Now we're getting Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney. Listen, the key component in this is Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia is making these fights happen. Win or lose, you have to give this guy props. He's doing these things. You got Tank Davis. He accidentally fought Isaac Cruz. That was by accident. That was not by design. And trust me, if he would have known who Isaac Cruz was, there's no way he would have faced him. He lost that fight. He lost that fight, in my opinion. And most fighters, you look at Mayweather, you look at Ali, you look at the greats, when they have a close fight like that against a dangerous fighter, they rematch it. You know why? Because they want to prove to the world that they're better. Haney wanted no part of that. He wanted no rematch, and that just shows who he really is. And while we're not getting the big fights out of him, unless someone else, the other fighter, initiates it. You see Terrence Crawford, he's ducking Boots Ennis. I'm sorry, he fought Spence, yes he did, but there were some factors in there that gave him the advantage, in my opinion. Spence had just had a near-fatal accident a few years prior. Spence is still, you know, he's not the same. I don't think he's the same, and I think if you see him and you hear him talk, you know he's not the same. So Crawford not only chose to fight him, but fought him at a lightweight. And of course he won, but here's Boots Ennis calling him out, another champion in his division who is equally as dangerous as he is, and Crawford is going the other way. We see this too much in boxing. Canelo Alvarez, right now, Canelo Alvarez has a challenger in Benavidez who wants to fight him. And we see Canelo Alvarez taking other opportunities. However, I won't say that Canelo Alvarez, you can't put him in this boat, in the same class, because this guy has already fought the who's who of his divisions that he has won championships in. He's fought champions, world champions. He's been a champion during different eras. He literally fought Floyd Mayweather. People like to forget that. He fought Miguel Cotto. He fought a lot. He fought everybody there is to fight. He fought Triple G. He fought everyone who there is to fight and beat them. And now in the last part of his career, he's choosing his fights. He's choosing who he wants to bring up, like Munguia. Munguia would have never gotten this chance had Canelo not went and brought him up. And Munguia has 43 wins. He absolutely deserves it. At this point, yes, Benavidez is going to be a great fight. Yes, Benavidez is a great matchup. But is he deserving over Munguia? I don't think so. I think in the eyes of the fans, they want it more. We want to see Benavidez versus Canelo more. But Benavidez is not deserving in his career of a fight, of the big matchup with Canelo right now. You can't put him in the same boat. But I just mentioned that to say we're seeing it. We're seeing fighters not give us the fight that we want. Not give us the fights that we want. This era is different. It's never happened. You know, it hasn't. Well, I can't say never. But it's common in this era where back in the past eras, when the Sugar Rays were fighting the Durans, were fighting the Thomas Hearns. When these guys were fighting each other, when they were going at it, Durans and the Iran Barclays, these guys were fighting each other. They were fighting the best. They were not afraid. They didn't care about who won or who lost and clout. They could lose and come back and win again. They knew that. They knew the opportunity was there, and they knew the money was there if they faced the right people. This was a different era. Right now, it's all about the money. It's all about maximizing your income, some of these fighters would rather fight, make less money fighting easier opponents and more of them to equal the money that they can make fighting a fighter who is their equal and who is dangerous to them. That is the game right now. But we have Ryan Garcia, who is an anomaly, and he is challenging fighters who on paper should be better than him, on paper who should beat him. But he's not afraid. He's fighting them. And tonight is significant because Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia have fought in the amateurs. I know I've said this many times. I believe Devin Haney is the best boxer out there. But he fought Ryan Garcia, and Ryan Garcia fought him, and they know each other. They fought six times. They split. Three victories each, three losses each. So this matchup tonight is very interesting. Now, here's the most interesting part of this matchup. Ryan Garcia is crazy. Ryan Garcia has lost his mind. Ryan Garcia has gone on tirade after tirade every single day since this fight was mentioned. We have never seen this from Ryan Garcia. Is he having a mental crisis? I don't think mental crises usually last this long. I don't think when someone has a mental breakdown that it lasts for a couple of months, for a few months, maybe a week or two, you know, and then they get hospitalized, they get their meds, they get things that they're missing in their routine that caused them to have this mental episode. Excuse me. But I don't think that's the case. In my opinion, what's going on here is a plan. It's planned. Everything that Ryan Garcia is doing is planned, and it's very smart. It's part of his fight game. It's part of his fight plan. And just like Duran versus Leonard and Steve Collins versus Chris Eubanks, Ryan Garcia is planning to win the fight before the fight even takes place. What am I talking about? Look, when Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard fought, Sugar Ray was clearly the better boxer. Clearly, he was the gold medalist. Roberto Duran was a dirty brawler from Panama who had power. But Sugar Ray was the pretty boy. He was the golden boy. He was the one who would win that fight easily. He's the original golden boy. But what happened is Roberto Duran started a fight before the fight. He came after Sugar Ray. He came after everybody and everything in Sugar Ray Leonard's life, from the dog to the maid to the gardener, his family, everyone. And Sugar Ray handled it very well. He did not let him get into his head until Roberto Duran insulted his wife without him being there face to face. Imagine if someone who is your nemesis, someone who is your opponent in life, in anything, imagine if they walk up to your wife and they insult her to her face. You would be ready to kill and go to prison. Get shaved bald. Get put in a chair and strapped to it. And have someone pull down a lever. That is the measure of insane anger that you would have at this person who just insulted your wife. Your enemy went up to your wife and insulted her to her face. That's what happened to Leonard. He was incensed. His entire game plan went out the window. All the calculations that he did on how he was going to beat Roberto Duran, all the adjustments that he was going to make, all of that went out the window. And what happened is he went out there to prove to Roberto Duran, to shut his mouth, to prove to him that he was the better man, straight up, face to face, mano y mano. Sugar Ray, the golden boy, against Roberto Mano de Pineda's. We all saw what happened. So we lost. Wasn't his fight. Wasn't his style of fighting. He fought Roberto's fight. He let Roberto get in his head. Roberto Duran won the fight before the fight took place. And then you have another case. You have Steve Collins versus Chris Eubanks. Steve Collins was the underdog. Chris Eubanks was 43-0. He had knocked out everyone. He had beaten, not knocked out everyone, but his knockout ratio was almost 50%. And he knocked out people who were unbeatable. He conquered people who were unconquerable. Nigel Benn. Remember Nigel Benn, the Dark Destroyer? Nigel Benn was literally beating the brains out of his opponents. He was destroying people. He was a terror. He was a nightmare. He fought Chris Eubanks, and Chris Eubanks won by knockout. That's how good Chris Eubanks was. And this Steve Collins coming up, he was a nobody. He was just a good fighter. He was a guy with some wins. He was hard to beat. But he didn't have the power that Chris Eubanks possessed. He didn't beat the fighters that Chris Eubanks beat. He was an easy walk in the park. But what did he do before the fight? Steve Collins hired a hypnotist to come and hypnotize him in front of everybody, in front of cameras, into believing that he was going to destroy and defeat the undefeated Chris Eubanks. Even before the fight, Chris Eubanks did his normal walk-in as a champion would, with the smoke machine and the posturing and all the stuff that he did before the fight. But Steve Collins sat in the corner with his hoodie on, headphones on, listening to something, maybe a hypnotist, maybe getting hypnotized a little bit more before the fight. Sat in his corner with his eyes closed and his head down the entire time. They said his name during the introduction. He did not even acknowledge the announcer until it was time to go face to face. And when it was time to do the face up before the fight, he did something even more significant. The hypnotist, who turned out to be just an actor, that he hired was part of his entourage, part of his ring crew. And it was the one who came to him and took off the hoodie, took off the headphones, took off the robe, so he could go and have his face up. It was the final stroke, and a masterstroke of a plan to win a fight before the fight even started. Needless to say, Steve Collins won that fight. He even knocked down Chris Eubanks in the eighth round. It was shocking. It was an upset. It was surprising. But later on in life, when they're old and they're having a round table, they'll tell you their stories. Chris Eubanks will tell you how terrified he was of Steve Collins because of the hypnotist, because he had been hypnotized. He'll tell you that he went to the boxing board and he tried to get the fight canceled because he said it wasn't fair that he was getting hypnotized. That's cheating. It's not fair. And when they went to do the stare down the face, he was so terrified that he wouldn't even look Steve Collins in the eyes. Steve Collins will tell you that it was all an act. He didn't get hypnotized. That guy, supposed the hypnotist, was an actor, a magician. When he was sitting in the corner with his eyes closed and listening to something that seemed cryptic, that seemed like he may have been getting hypnotized before the fight as well, he'll tell you that there was absolutely nothing planned. It was all an act. It was all part of his plan. It was all part of the fight before the fight. And it worked. He not only beat Chris Eubanks that night, but he beat him again. Because he had gotten it in his head so bad the first time that Chris Eubanks could not beat him, even in his own head. So tonight, we have Ryan Garcia, who has been on a tirade after tirade, day after day, seeming to have a mental crisis since the announcement of the fight with Devin Haney, seeming to just be crazy and out of sorts and out there. Maybe even talking about maybe they're going to cancel the fight because something's wrong with Ryan. They don't know what's wrong with him. But maybe this is Ryan Garcia winning the fight before the fight has even taken place. Maybe this is Ryan Garcia, a master troll, trolling Devin, making him think, and his camp think that he's crazy. And so far, it seems to be working. We saw the face-off last night when even his dad almost got into a fight with Bernard Hopkins. We've never seen that from them. We've never seen that from their camp. They look like they are unraveling. And what did Devin Haney say about Ryan Garcia? Something's wrong with that guy. Something's wrong with that guy. It's going to stick in his head tonight. It's going to be in his head when he's fighting him. Something is wrong with him. This guy's crazy. Is he willing to fight me to death? He's crazy. There's something wrong with this guy. It's something more than boxing. And if that's how he's thinking, if that is, there's two parts to this. If this is what Ryan Garcia has planned, if this is truly Ryan Garcia trolling, and this is him manipulating Devin Haney into thinking that he is having a mental crisis. I mean, the guy went and stepped on the scale. He was 3.2 pounds overweight, and he chugged the beer. It was all an act. He even said it. It wasn't really a beer. Even being slightly overweight, you know what that does in amateurs? That was an edge he didn't have in amateurs. He didn't have that edge. Who cares about the belt? I could get the win. So he comes in 3 pounds overweight. He's crazy. Something's wrong with him. The camp, dad is unraveling, trying to fight Bernard Hopkins. The bodyguards are trying to fight the other bodyguards. And Ryan's camp just looks like they're having fun. So I may have said this before, and I'll say it again. Devin Haney is the best boxer in the fight game right now. No one beats Devin Haney. But tonight, my prediction is that Ryan Garcia beats Devin Haney. Now listen, I could be wrong. One or two things could happen. And this is my prediction. One or two things could happen. Ryan Garcia, this is a ploy. This is him trolling. This is part of his game plan. It works. And he wins the fight. Or Ryan Garcia is really having a mental crisis and he needs help. And tonight what we'll get is a Lennox Lewis, Oliver McCall 2 moment. Where Garcia has a breakdown in the ring. One or two things. Tonight I'm choosing one because I do not believe this is true. I don't believe this mental crisis is real. I do think some of the things that he is saying he believes, but I think he's saying them because it adds to the fuel to his trolling. It adds fuel to his craziness, to his mental crisis, to Devin Haney looking at him saying, something's wrong with that girl. Even the interview, they had an interview, they had a face-off the other day that wasn't a face-off. It was with Ariel Helwani. And they couldn't even be in the same room. Why? Because there's something wrong with that girl. So Devin Haney didn't even want to be in the same room with her. That says a lot. Never before have we seen this with Devin Haney. Never before have we seen this with Ryan Garcia. Is this the master stroke? Is this Steve Collins and Roberto Duran coming back into boxing? Their strategies, their pre-fight strategy, coming back and changing the landscape of the division. That is yet to be seen. I think it is. Tonight, we'll find out. This is Orlandis with I Am Orlandis. Guess what? I'm out yet.